I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Changes in benefits for state employees are leaving people confused and concerned about plans and pricing. Greg Luscombe, executive director of the Louisiana Retired Teachers Association, says people are very concerned about the amount of information and about making the right choice trying to decipher the chart of increases. Luscombe recently addressed a group of LRTA members at a meeting in Alexandria, going over six new plans being offered by the Louisiana Office of Group Benefits and answering questions. Current OGB plans of retired and active state employees, which includes teachers, are expiring February 28th of 2015, an extension from the previously announced January 1st expiration. New plans will take effect on March 1st of next year. Enrollment for the new plans began October 1st and has been extended through November 30th. We're a little more than 3 weeks away from the November election, and voters have yet to see or hear a commercial from former Governor Edwin Edwards in the 6th District congressional race. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonet says Edwards has the luxury of not having to run TV ads.
I don't know who in Louisiana wouldn't know Edwin Edwards. Most of them have met him or talked to him personally.
Pinsonet says voters already know Edwards, and he doesn't have to spend money on TV spots to garner name recognition. He says you don't see that very often, but there's nothing about Edwards that is normal or usual.
He's still very popular. He's still got a following here in Louisiana. And the question is that enough to get him into this, you know, to be able to win in this Republican-type district?
According to Edwards' last campaign finance report, he had $145,000 in cash on hand. Pinsonet says Edwards will likely finish in the top two in the primary, but he'll need to spend some money and probably get on TV to win the runoff election. Gas prices keep dropping, and we can expect that trend to continue. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern has more.
The current statewide average for a gallon of regular is now below $3.10, and American Automobile Association fuel analyst Don Redman says we could see that price down to their 2010 level.
In October 2010, our average was $2.68 a gallon. That may be coming to us soon.
Stocks took a tumble to close the week, so Redman says it's not unusual to see the price dramatically drop like this.
The economy and fuel prices go hand in glove.
He says this has a lot to do with economic news coming out of Europe and Asia, but also demand is down, so supply is good. Michelle Southern reporting.
Well, the 2014 Louisiana rice crop is better than expected. Johnny Sachuk, LSU Ag Center rice specialist, says it's not as good as last year, but it is definitely a good trend. LSU Ag Center County Agent Vince Desotel says that assessment was true for St. Landry Parish as well. He says the rice crop was not tremendous, but it's better than the average typical crop. Desotel says this year's cool spring and a wet, muddy harvest were problems for local rice producers. Although the weather was a challenge, Desotel says a bigger problem is the price farmers are getting for their crops this year. Rice remains an important crop in southern Louisiana and in St. Landry Parish, second only to soybeans. The KEDM weather forecast, a tornado watch in effect until 2 o'clock this afternoon as a line of showers and thunderstorms is making its way across northwest Louisiana at this hour. The high today in the low 80s with a good chance of rain continuing throughout this afternoon and into tonight. The low this evening in the low 50s.